8 in 10 Brazilian firms struggle to fill jobs. Brazil faces widespread shortage of skilled workers across industries. The country is grappling with a persistent lack of qualified labor that affects about 8 out of every 10 companies. Sectors such as manufacturing, retail, technology, and infrastructure feel the impact, with the shortage tied to demographic shifts, evolving worker expectations, and relatively low formal wages. Even as unemployment falls, the shortage concentrates among workers with higher education, where joblessness runs around 3.3%, well below the overall rate, according to recent analyses. Firms are pursuing education partnerships and more flexible job profiles to address the gap. Hiring delays in sector affects one technology-focused firm illustrates the scale of the challenge. A Paraná-based company offering cybersecurity and artificial intelligence services reports hundreds of available roles, with 21 openings currently across positions such as solutions architect, data engineer, account manager, and financial analyst. Salary bands range from roughly R$10,000 to R$20,000. While vacancies in cybersecurity have historically filled in about 45 days, roles in the commercial area now take considerably longer, often 2 to 3 months. This example reflects a broader pattern, where skilled positions take longer to fill as demand outpaces supply. Regional and industry variations. Some retailers report notable hiring strain. A leading regional supermarket chain operating 17 stores in the Belo Horizonte area has hundreds of openings, about 500 across the network, representing roughly 10% of its total workforce. Frontline roles such as cashiers, bakery attendants, stockers, and other entry positions are hardest to fill. Management notes that standard wages and basic benefits are not enough to attract workers, signaling a need for broader reforms or different compensation models. In response, 8 stores piloted a more demanding work cycle that increases daily hours but offers longer blocks of rest days. The schedule comprises 3 days of long shifts followed by 2 days off, then 2 more workdays and 2 days off, totaling about 15 working days per month. It has improved staff attraction but is considered highly inflationary, and there is warning that broader adoption would require more hires per site to maintain operations. Another retailer, a bookstore chain with 136 locations, faces similar recruitment difficulties for basic roles. The company has leaned into flexible candidate profiles, including hiring older workers, to fill vacancies. They report a decline in applicants per opening and caution that policy changes affecting weekly hours could intensify the staffing challenge, especially in shopping mall locations that operate year-round. In the call center and service sector, a company expanding from the southeast into the northeast reports that the regional pool remains large, but the mix of available skills is uneven. The firm has scaled up its digital recruiting and promotes flexible hours and remote work, with women constituting a majority of teams. Retention relies on a ladder of internal promotions, while turnover remains lower in its new region than in higher activity hubs like São Paulo. Industry-specific shortfalls and public-private efforts. The oil and gas supply chain faces a persistent gap in both mid- and high-level technical talent. Industry association figures show tens of thousands of open roles across multiple members, with total vacancies in the broader petroleum sector reaching well into the tens of thousands. Companies increasingly partner with government training programs and universities to bridge gaps and align curricula with industry needs. In Rio de Janeiro, a regional industry federation has programs to refresh coursework and deepen ties between schools and employers. Education professionals emphasize that aging workforces and expanding offshore projects outpace the supply of new graduates. Salaries vary widely. Engineers can earn roughly R$8,000 to R$12,000 monthly, instrument technicians around R$15,000 to R$20,000, and skilled trades such as welders and electricians between R$3,500 and R$6,000, highlighting the breadth of the gap between demand and supply in specialized roles. Infrastructure projects also report difficulty in attracting senior technical staff. A highway concessionaire notes that while routine operational hires fill within a month, filling higher-skill roles for project work can take twice as long. The region's specialized needs require candidates with prior experience and specific knowledge. Observers say these demand patterns reflect a broader national challenge that spans multiple sectors. Multinational energy companies have observed that talent shortages cut across job levels. In the distribution and generation space, leaders note that training timelines and competing job offers contribute to delays. Some teams also experience temporary departures during peak seasons, such as harvest periods, when workers switch roles for higher immediate pay, only to return later with specialized skills. Policy environment and corporate adaptation policy discussions in Brazil touch on work week changes, with proposals to shorten weekly hours and alter rest days under consideration. While some reforms have advanced in legislative chambers, companies are already adjusting through partnerships with social and educational bodies and by rethinking hiring criteria to include a broader range of candidates. Industry groups stress that aligning training pipelines with real-world needs is crucial to easing the bottleneck. Conclusion: Brazil faces a continuing shortage of skilled workers across manufacturing, retail, and technology, a trend that reshapes hiring, compensation, and workforce development. Firms such as Solo Network demonstrate how education partnerships and flexible job profiles, including hybrid and remote work, are essential to attract and retain talent in a tight market. Yet regional and industry differences persist. Some sectors struggle with entry-level roles, while others contend with high-skill positions with longer fill times, underscoring the need for targeted reforms and investment. A coordinated approach among government, educators, and employers balancing policy changes with expanded upskilling pathways will be critical to stabilize operations from the shop floor to the data center and to sustain economic momentum. Frequently asked questions: what is the main finding behind the headline 8 in 10 Brazilian firms struggle to fill jobs? 8 in 10 firms in Brazil can't fill open jobs. This has been a common issue for about 5 years. Which sectors are most affected by this talent shortage? Retail, technology, industry, health, and infrastructure feel the biggest hit. Big cities see the worst shortages. Why is it harder to hire workers with higher education? Fewer educated workers are available. The higher education jobless rate was 3.3% in the first quarter. Demand for skilled roles is high, and graduates choose other options sometimes. What are companies doing to fix the problem? They partner with schools and universities. They bend job profiles. They offer flexible hours and remote work. They recruit in different regions and promote from within. Are there any quick examples or numbers from the report? Solo Network has 385 hybrid/remote openings. They are hiring 21 roles with salaries from 10K to 20K RIs. Cybersecurity roles take about 45 days. Commercial roles take 2-3 months.